Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be your number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including this year's Wimbledon Finals, Major League Baseball, all the latest fighting news, and this season's NFL. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today. Receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BLEAV to get the bonus and get into action.
Have you ever faked an orgasm?
Yes.
Can I hear what it sounds like?
Fuck, I'm so close.
I know Miss Texas is down there. You're not going to fake it, but I love the enthusiasm of what that is. Given or received golden showers, are you into it?
I've always wanted to have one given to me, but I've never done it.
Okay.
And I've never given one either.
Okay. All right. I'm giving you some like, you know, things maybe you could cry with your girlfriend, maybe for your own, you know, a lot of things. You know, Miss Texas is spicy. I got all kinds of things in my repertoire.
But golden showers are exciting.
But exactly.
Like, it's exhilarating, but so I want to try it.
It's more of like, again, obviously, outlandishly, it sounds like, oh, you're getting peed on. But I think there's more art to it of the warmth. Who's doing it? How
Absolutely.
You're doing it. When you're doing it. All those things here at Private Talk with Miss Texas.
Explain to Miss Texas what a hoe is to you. Like, what is your body count? Were you just like flirtatiously going, like, you know, because in college you can either, you know, you can do a lot of blowjobs, you can do hand jobs, or you can go all the way and fuck them all.
There's I wanted to fuck a new guy every weekend. That was my goal.
Did you?
Maybe not every weekend.
Okay.
But a lot of weekends.
Sometimes two.
Sometimes, too, yeah, okay. And then sometimes I'd accidentally fuck best friends, and I'd get angry text messages.
Accidentally, or, you know, you just...
It's hard because, like, they're all, like, frats are not that big.
Okay.
Like, they are big, but, like, their pledge class isn't that big. So, like, especially freshman year when I was fucking a lot of other freshmen,
okay.
It was just, like, it was kind of hard to avoid friends.
No pun intended.
Yeah, kind of hard. But then I got chlamydia, and then I'm like, maybe I need to either start using condoms, which I didn't like, or slow it down.
Okay, so you were raw-dogging just out there.
Raw-dogging everybody.
Everybody. Okay.
Everybody.
Okay, not the best choices, but we live and we learn.
Yeah, you know we live and we learn. Now I, like, get tested
so
for TV.
Chlamydia really just was the deal, you know, the ceiling would be like, listen, I need to get my shit together. Let's do this in a, I still want to do it, but let's do it safe.
No, I still raw dogged. I just raw dogged less.
Oh, okay. So it didn't fucking, it didn't matter.
No,
you just took your pills and went on your merry way.
I just try to avoid fucking Kappa Sigs after that and focus on other frats that didn't get chlamydia as much.
What fraternity did you move on to next?
I think it was fucking SAEs.
Okay.
I fucked Alpha Sigs like my whole freshman year. Mm. Pikes I didn't get till like my junior and senior year. I was a crazy one.
You tell me how your fans are. I mean, we all got kind of our crazy fans, and we can, you know, they can be a little aggressive sometimes. They can ask you some outlandish like requests, or they can maybe stalk you. Like, you could go all kinds of ways. You can go up and down.
My mind just went many directions, so I guess I've encountered this quite a few times.
Like, I like it. We want to hear it all.
See.
We want the truth, Amber. We want the truth.
Okay. I have done shows and they were great, and then maybe after 3, 4, 5, or 10 shows with the same customer, then they were like, where do you live? I really want to get to know you. And so it's also against our rules, so it's like, no, I can't see you, I can't meet you. But sometimes,
have you ever crossed the line and given your information?
No, never.
So how do you approach that, something when that happens? You just say you just can't because of the rules?
Yeah, and that's where the crazy part comes in, because sometimes it hurts the customer's feelings.
Mm-hmm. Because they really believe that you're theirs.
Yeah.
Who taught you about sex?
Oh my God, this is like crazy, but I feel like my husband now.
Okay, that's fair.
I feel like he has really like opened.
Maybe that's why he's your husband.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
There's reasons for that.
Because like, I never spoke about this with my mom. Ever, and my sister either, actually.
Yeah, well, I don't think that that's as far as fetched as you believe it to be, because I think that it's like, and again, take into consideration you're 21. So our parents at that age, they don't want to believe we're having sex.
Yeah.
Even though you had a child at this point, we know they want to like think that we don't have sex for a really long time until after those things. But it's also the things, it's like, if unless you have those relationships where you would talk about sex in those situations, which it doesn't seem like you kind of grew up in that setting where it's like you would have the girlfriends or you would have whatever, or sometimes it's just so taboo you don't want to talk to anybody about it because yeah. you got shamed from your family if you talk about it or anything, then it's a bad thing. So I think that it comes with experience. Like, I don't think I talked about sex with my sister, and we're really close, until the last 10 years, and you know, I'm 38. So it's like, I think it comes with like just the like I don't give a fuck factor and a little bit of like we're all grown factor, and so you just kind of fill it in between. But that's also why I love Private Talk, is because it's like these are conversations that shouldn't be taboo, like sex and like experiences and things like that, is because they are, but in safe spaces, you know, we learn a lot more about our bodies and our partners and what we want and what our desires are if we talk about it a little bit more. And maybe because my experience is a little bit more than yours and vice versa in certain scenarios, it's like then you're like start to think about it like, oh, I didn't even think I could want that, or it's attainable, or this, you know. And that's what I think is so great about platforms, you know, like OnlyFans, is you could ideally structure it however you want to do it.
Yeah, I know, that's why it's so fun, because you kind of just like you learn with them and you're like, whoa, like I didn't know this was possible before, but here I am.
Oh my god, yeah, I really like probably like just to be like came in. I know it's like so dangerous because like I'm not on birth control.
How many times have you gotten pregnant, Miss Man, this lady? How many porno babies have been produced?
No porno babies okay. ever. Cause like, yeah, I just.
So you just like to be came in?
Yeah.
Several times.
Yeah.
Are you one of those people like you'll come in the morning and you'll walk around with it all day long? Just let it ooze out of you.
Well, usually it's like with my, like just with like my boyfriend I'm seeing, usually I'm like not a cream pie on set person, because okay. I'm like, no, okay. I don't want any like set babies, but like,
well, birth control, you know, but yes.
Yeah, I know, but I'm not on birth control.
That's, I know. I mean, you like to be came in and you're not on birth control.
Those I know.
You're a risk taker, okay?
I'm like, play a dangerous game.
I give people a chance because like, you know, I see a nice eyes, and like I consider myself maybe like a guy in the industry. They could focus on one thing about that person, and okay. if their personality is good, like I can make it work.
I heard that trick before. I've used it a couple of times.
Exactly. I was like, I'm already knee deep into the shit. I'm gonna just vibe and like whatever. So we're talking, and it's kind of awkward, but like it was okay. And then like, you know, I smoke or whatever, so I was like, we're gonna smoke after. And I was just like, you want to come out to my place and smoke? And I was like, yeah, sure. And so he takes me to his place, and we walk in.
You weren't afraid at this point. You were just like,
no, at this point, the beard, I was past it. We were laughing.
Okay.
And, you know, you say you want to smoke, and I'm like, yeah. In. So I just felt like that was all right. He didn't give me, like, you know, scary vibes.
Like you were, like, going to watch a movie and never come out of his house kind of vibes? You were like, this is just going to be a smoke session. And
I felt like it was going to be a smoke session. I don't know why. Anyways, so I go there.
So it gets better, guys.
Does it. So I go there, and we walk in. And first of all, it's like a house, like a nice regular house in a neighborhood. And I'm like, okay, interesting. We walk in, and then it's like his brother and his brother's girlfriend in the living room.
Oh.
And I'm like, hi, okay. And at some point he mentions to me, oh, yeah, by the way, this is my parents' house.
Oh.
Okay.
How old is this guy?
Older than me. So okay. At the time I was probably like 23 or 24 and he was probably like 29.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, special. Okay. Well, I don't see your parents.
You still don't see your red flag at this point. You're
I know there's red flags. The red flags are there, but I'm knee deep in the shit. Point. I'm just like, oh, I want to smoke and like go, you know? So we're whatever. We smoke and we're smoking, right? Or No. I got to rewind. Okay. Something so important that I missed. I'm in this dude's house and he's about to roll up and he asked me to grab the blunts from his bedroom. Like, oh. First of all, what the
like,
fuck?
Like
I don't know.
Been there before.
Yeah, I don't know. And he's like, and I was like, what? He's like, you know, last door on the left. And it's like, what you'll see it right in? There on my desk. Just grab it. Like, he's breaking down the weed. I'm like, okay. So I'm walking down to his room, and I like glance. And in every room on the way there, there was like a Confederate flag on the wall. And I was like,
talk about flags.
Oh, I was like, I haven't seen one of those in a while. I was like, okay.
Run, Carmen.
Yeah. So like, I grabbed the blunt. I don't say anything. I walked back. I was like, whoa, this is strange. I was like, these are, again, all red flags. He rolls the blunt, whatever. And then we're smoking it, and then we're talking after, and he like just awkwardly leans in and gives me a kiss. And it was the most awkward kiss ever.
Did you kiss him back?
No. That's why it was awkward, because I was just not prepared. It was so forced and it was so cringe. And then poor guy, if you hear this, whatever. And then I was like, okay, I gotta get an Uber. And then I got an Uber.
Have you ever slid into somebody's DMs?
Never.
Has anybody ever slid into yours?
Plenty.
Have you answered back?
Yeah, I think, shout out to my guy I'm dating now. I think that's how you initially first.
Okay, see, I like
first
that.
Hit me.
I feel like that's the new dating app to certain he degrees.
Did, yeah.
Because I feel like it's kind of hard, like with yourself, people know who you are. So it's like on dating apps, is how do you get away with that? So it's like, I kind of have to feel like it's
crazy,
generic.
The crazy thing is, I think I ignored him for a long time.
But he stayed and did the work, girl.
But then, crazy story, he ends up being my mailman. I never put the two. It took me so long to put the two together.
So did he know that before he DM'd?
He knew.
Well, yeah, okay. So when did you find out?
It took me like almost a year and a half.
Was he like, hey, did you check that DM?
It took me almost a year and a half of just being oblivious to his passes at me. And it took like a year and a half. Then I finally put it together. Oh, my God.
He's like, I'm your mailman. Look outside.
Because he never told me that. He just was like, compliment me all the time.
Does he wear the uniform at night?
No.
You don't roleplay?
I see him in the daytime with it all day.
Let's talk about your Twitch platform. Mm-hmm. What do you do? What kind of games do you play? Or what do you do on your Twitch platform?
Yeah, so I play a lot of like Fortnite on the Xbox, the Hogwarts game, Zelda. Any Mario game I really enjoy.
How do you get your fans like to interact with you in those situations?
In Fortnite, I play with my subscribers. So if they're subscribed to me, like they can hop on and we'll play like squads together, which is a lot of fun.
Have you made like new like fan friends through that? Because I feel like it's something that you kind of like, it's a community. So it's really cool. I feel like how they all kind of correlate in some sense, but I feel like it's something a way to, because you have to, you're playing a game. So there's teamwork in some levels, you know what I mean? So you kind of have to trust on certain levels. So have you felt new bonds with those, you know, subscribers?
Yeah. And I think too, like you can talk to everybody like on the headset and stuff. So you just get to like know people more.
Do you have a favorite? maybe a top tipper or someone that really like you know excites you more, like how could someone get your attention in those kind of platforms that when you have all this fan base, you've been in the industry for 7 years, how can someone kind of make you notice them a little bit more?
I think I have a few people who really just show up all the time and are always like talkative in the chat, and I always appreciate that.
Nice. What do you think about the whole madness of Dylan Danis and whole Logan Paul fight coming up and how much shit that's being talked about, you know, personal stuff and all kinds of craziness? Do you think that takes away from the sport, or do you think it's an added bonus and that's just how it goes?
I think it's weird.
Okay.
Yeah.
Something you wouldn't do yourself?
No. I don't understand why they're involving the girls and doing this whole thing. I think it's like maybe it gets more publicity. Maybe it's like their marketing strategy.
Clickbait, I guess, type of thing.
Yeah. But I don't know if like hardcore fan that are into fighting really like vibe with that. I don't know. I was telling my friend today, I was like, I don't know why Dylan Danis is going so hard on this. I know him a little bit from Vegas. I used to work at Sapphire, a strip club in Vegas. And I've seen so many guys come into that place. So I saw him, and I was the front door guy. So I just held his number, and we talked a little bit. He's kind of, I don't know, he's an okay guy, I guess. A little douchey, in my opinion. But this whole thing that they're doing, I don't know. If it makes for a big fight for them and more dollars, I guess it's good. But it's a little cringy.
For sure. Like,
why are you posting all these pictures of this girl and getting so into it and calling her a whore and all this stuff? It's like, it's much.
You know?
And my focus would be on the guy, you know, and like not his, you know, who he's with. Or
it's like, leave the wife and children alone.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So on the fight aspect, who do you think is going to win?
They both really suck at boxing.
But someone has to be a winner, so.
One guy is a jiu-jitsu guy that's never really boxed, that is an actual fighter, but he's mostly jiu-jitsu, right? Mm-hmm. He fought for Bellator, where I just talked about. And then Logan Paul, I don't think he's ever won a fight in boxing. So he's 0-2-1. So he has 2 losses, 1 draw, no wins. So, I mean, this is like these guys suck, right? I don't know. Like these, I don't know who to pick from, but I guess if I had to say, Logan will probably win, because if it goes to decision, then I think he'll have like the judges in his pocket.
In the pocket? Yeah. Okay. Okay.
In my opinion, or no?
So you're gonna go for Logan Paul.
I don't like Logan.
It's not about a liking card. It's just if somebody, like I said, there has to be a winner, you know, or unless, like, is it a draw? And
there could be.
It could be, but I feel like that's it's not going to be that way. I feel like people would be really pissed if that's after all of this and that's what it gets to.
Have you ever been in an orgy?
Yes.
Describe it to us.
So the first time I was ever in an orgy, I didn't even participate. I didn't even know it was happening. It was actually the same week that I met you.
Oh, a fun week.
Yeah, I was just going along to all these parties, and we're at this party, and I'm like looking around, and I start noticing like everybody in here is fucking, but they have clothes on still, but like they're all like touching each other and like dancing on a stripper pole and like all this stuff. And
so you're like, well, I'm in, I want to touch people.
Well, first I got scared and I started crying, and I was like, what's happening?
You're crying at the club, people touching each other.
And I was talking to the girl that brought me there. She's like, oh, you don't have to do anything. Everyone's like,
it's
fine.
It's okay, honey. Come in the back. I'll give you a...
Right. Literally, no, that's what they were doing. They gave me weed. They gave me a drink. I was chilling on the patio, like, while everybody was doing their thing. And then, like, I went back inside, and then everyone was naked. I was, like, going back outside. And then I saw some people's cars getting broken into. I was like, they're breaking into your cars.
Shit.
And everyone stopped and, like, go assist the situation. Left and got Whataburger. But... Yeah,
it was like a great night.
It was great.
A lot of events.
I laugh at that now because it's like, damn, why was I so scared of that? But like,
so let's talk about that. You said that you're in a relationship. Mm-hmm. He's a director. How did you guys meet on set? Were you working for him? How did those lines like cross? Did you ever work with somebody prior to and have any relationships in the industry?
So I had a little I fucked around and like had little friends with benefits and things like that. It's funny when you get to LA, like it's kind of like a frenzy out here. I just was like, holy shit. I'm like,
it's you want to do content? It's like, you just want to fuck me. Just tell me that you want to fuck.
Yeah. Just be straight up. Well, then I also would have guys where I would just like fuck, you know, and then that was really fun. And, but it was also like also dealing with like, my vagina, because it's like I have all these scenes but I want to fuck you, but then I'm like I can't use my body tonight with you because I need it for tomorrow. So there was,
you
like,
don't realize the challenges that we do for you guys. For you fans out there, we're just protecting our vagina so you can get the best scenes possible,
literally. Yeah, so I mean that was tough. But yeah, with me and Ricky, you know, we were just friends at first. You know, he had me on set like for Misa X like 5 days in a row. I remember I did like 40 pages of dialogue that whole week. It was just ridiculous. So it's like a feature, but it was just like a bunch of different scenes, you know? And my head just hurt after that. And so like, I just remember being on his sets. I never like thought of him in that way or thought of things like that because my mind was always like, focus on your lines, don't fuck up. And
so you weren't trying to like blow him and get like, but
no,
more lines.
No, and always... never in my life would I have ever thought that we would be dating. Like, I just never thought that. And okay. I remember he started to like hit me up on like DMs and like messaging
me. Is he talented or just a director?
He's just a director. Okay. Yeah. For me, unless a male talent really, really sweeped me off my feet, like really, really, where I was like, okay, I have to be with you. I had a rule where I'm like, I'm not going to be with a male talent. I just know that it's a little messy, as I'm saying, as I'm shitting where I'm eating, but it's like also messy in the way where like, I'm kind of a jealous person and I know that I just know that it would be toxic for me to do that.
And it's like, I've been really just like sad and miserable like throughout my life. And it's like, I mean, I'm not anymore, but at the same time, it's like, if I can do anything to help people, like in a way that isn't just like, I'm just giving all of myself to everybody, but like, you know, in a healthy way. And I can just
not people pleasing, but making the sense of like making it aware,
making people comfortable, like making people be like, you know what? I had a good day today.
Yeah.
And kind of thing. And it's like, I wanted to learn how to do that. And it's like, I want to make people feel comfortable because people never gave a fuck to make me feel comfortable.
I think that's so, really commendable to do, to like, you know, put yourself out there, you know, and at least you need to tell your diagnosis, to talk about your struggles. I think that people forget that, you know, when you have such a, you know, a fame or these things that happen or whatever, that there wasn't struggles where it's like, there is, you know, you got to start from the bottom to go, you know, get anywhere.
Absolutely.
So it's like, I think it's, you know, really commendable to yourself to like speak about, you know, your accomplishments of where you, how far you've come and like kind of bring it into this, where I think that and it's crazy as it sounds, but like the sex industry kind of like brought those things out even more, because maybe that's how you identified, maybe like how your inner self was of like, and that was the basis, but then you like kind of work around the all the other things to make it
also like seeing other people in the industry that it's just like, oh yeah, like you're autistic, like I see it, like, and
being accepted, being socially accepted,
and just be like, man, don't you hate when people take things the wrong way, or like just like stupid ass shit, or like, oh, like remember like when you first found out about it and you thought you were just like, wow, I guess I'm just like, what, like disabled or something, like you feel this sadness because you know it's like it's something that you can't change, you can only kind of like have the coping mechanisms for it. At the same time too, though, it's really cool because you have intense special interests, mm-hmm. and then you learn all the things. It's like ADHD kind of has like the same kind of thing. It's usually like a comorbid sort of disorder. My first special interest was horses. I had textbooks. It's like horse breeding, horse genetics, horse training. It's like horse every fucking possible thing. I would just like read through textbooks and shit, and I would do the same thing with like the video editing and all that. I'm just like, oh, I want to make it good.
Yeah.
It's so exciting. It's so fulfilling.
Yeah.
And so at the same time, there's pros and cons. And, you know, pros and cons with everything in life.
Besides being the Brother Contract Girl, is there maybe a type of scene or maybe performers that you haven't worked with that you would like to?
Let's see. I do want to do, it's like, what else is there to do? Like, I've done everything, but then I'm like, I haven't done double anal.
Okay.
I mean, I've taken dread before on my ass.
Okay.
And, I mean, I would
explain
definitely...
to Private Talk how big dread is.
You're like, what can we... He's like another leg. He's like 10 inches, I believe.
Is he as big as my head?
I mean, yeah, like, I can't, like, I'm very well known for my deep throat skills. I can go pretty far. But him,
I wish I had something for you to deep throat.
What was that?
I wish I had something for you to deep throw. You think you can deep throw that?
We can try.
Try it.
Okay.
Do you want water? Well,
you know what? Yeah.
You gotta get it.
You gotta get it wet. You gotta get it wet.
I'm concerned. Now I gotta, let's see.
Concerned? Don't be concerned. I'll be concerned for this guy right here. Okay.
The teeth went down. That was good, and you didn't even gag.
I know. I'm getting better.
Timeline. I was a stripper in Vegas for a while. I was doing posting on YouTube under the name Rava Knopf, and I would post like story times, like of my crazy high school days.
Okay.
And I was stripping in Vegas, loved it, was eating this shit up, like having such a good time. Pandemic hit. Mm. All of the clubs closed, and I was like,
where were you dancing?
The Rhino.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I miss those days. I look back and I was like, that was such a good era in time of like, no one knew who you were. Like, you would go in at like 8 p.m., leave at 6 a.m., wake up at 3 p.m. and do it all over. And I'm like, did that even happen? Like, you know, when you look back on your life and you're like, was that a fever dream? Like, I don't know if that was real. Like, I look back and I was like, I was 20 years old with a fake ID dancing in Vegas. Like, who let me do that? But like, had a great time, but clubs closed because of the pandemic, and then I was like, what the fuck am I gonna do? OnlyFans. And then moved to LA because I met a guy, long story, but if you look it up, it's all over the internet. With like, I've done like podcasts with like Adam and Lena, and those clips, it's a long story.
So did it end well?
Did not end well. Okay. But so I moved to LA during the pandemic, like during 2020. That's when I started OnlyFans, because I was like, the clubs are closed, like, what am I gonna do? And then met Adam and Lena, and that's when I was like, well, I also don't think I fully knew what I was getting into, of being like, they're like, you're gonna do porn, like, are you down? And I was like, yeah, I'm down. But I don't think I understood, like, at that moment, the gravity of being like, oh, you're gonna do porn, like, do you know what I mean? Like, I didn't understand the gravity of it in the moment. I was just like, let's do it.
As far as like what it would bring like to your life after, like what kind of things just, you'd like, be everything. Doing
like,
and
I
all
I feel so blessed. Like, I feel blessed is like a weird word to describe. I'm like, yeah, like we do porn, but it's like I feel really blessed to like have been given the opportunity to do it, because now the blessings that have come from it, like, I live a really blessed life because of it. But also in the moment, me being like, I just moved to LA, and I'm like, Adam and Lena want to sign me, and I'm like, yeah, let's do it. And then you start doing porn, and then it's like everything that comes afterwards, I think you just have to take it day by day, because it's a lot to process in the beginning when you're first like going through it. It's a lot to process of just like your family, your friends, everyone's like, what the fuck is going on right now?
For sure.
And you just start doing it. And there is no, like, once you do it, there is no looking back. Like, there is, like, it's either you're all in and you're full sending it, or you're, like, not going to do it. But meeting them was such a blessing, and they, like, changed my life.
Who was one of your celebrity crushes growing up? Not porn-related.
Adriana Lima is tattooed twice on me.
Okay.
Once here and once here. She's so beautiful. And I love that she waited till marriage to lose her virginity.
Have you ever met her?
No.
What would you do if you met her?
I'd be like, hey, oh my God, look. That's all I got. Oh my God, look. I joke that if I ever went to prison, 25 years solitary confinement.
She'd be with you?
I'd be good.
Well, if you got me on either side, then you'd have two of us.
Do you want me to do it?
Yeah, let's do it.
I'll do it.
Let's do it.
Okay.
All right, shake it.
It's done.
When can I see it?
We could do it today.
How many tattoos do you have?
I got full covered here.
So you're full. I was like, because I'm like, I have none. So I'm like, that's a big commitment. I was like,
do you think Bree will get upset, my girlfriend?
Probably.
But you know,
it's for the cause.
This is the hand I do finger.
I've been with you longer than Bree, to be quite honest. You know, if we want to talk about it, you know,
it's true. It's true.
And I will probably be, I don't want you to like any expectations, but I'll probably be there after too. You know, I'm probably going to be with the death of you at this point.
It's true. You've made me come more times than Brie.
Hey, you know, she's watching this. Brie, we love you. You're breaking up
with me right now.
No, we're not. We're going to hope for the best. We want you to stay around for a long time. She's not the family, you know. She's like, you know.
Brie Stern.
I'm ready. I'm going on a date tonight.
Ooh, okay. This is the things we want to hear. Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Is it someone that you've known or is it someone completely new?
Just someone completely new that like was in my DMs and I was like, I didn't like fuck with him. Okay. So I'm like, I'll do it now.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay. So is it like, I'm hoping that it's not like a Netflix and chill date, like we're going somewhere and doing something, or
that'll
how
be
is
no
this working?
Sex.
Okay. Because we have to set boundaries. I feel like the new dating too is because the sex part is easy for us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, for me, it's like, I need you to give me a little bit more. I'll give you the sex if it's like, you know, if you check these boxes, but mm-hmm. I need substance. I need you to wine and dine me a little bit. Are you the same type of female? Like when you're dating, what do you need in a date to make it like successful that you will give the sex up?
A good conversation and yeah, just like someone that tries, like I'll always talk to someone a little bit before, like, they want to take me
out. Them a little bit.
Yeah, I think that's important. Otherwise, it's like they're going to assume that. And I think people do assume that because we've done porn or you're an active porn star that they're going to be able to like fuck you or get their dick sucked. And I'm like, I think it's more the opposite for girls like us.
Cause that's what like, I like to prove get the that. Points. I'm like, all right, let's try it. You're not going to get any tonight, but I'm going to talk to you and act like you may think you do, but
yeah, it's going to be interesting. Like,
It a fan? Was it somebody in the mainstream world or was it just like just a random? Because like, I'm sure you get mad DMs all the time. Like, how did you vet this one other in particular than the other ones that are sliding in your DM?
I guess he was persistent and tried, and I was telling him like, no. And then I was like, well, persistency, it's paid off.
He wore you down.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Otherwise, if you just try a couple of times, like.
So is he a regular civilian guy? Do these fans out here have a chance? As they have to be in the mainstream world? Is it another performer? Like, what is your classification of a?
Not a performer.
Okay. Okay.
He's an athlete.
Okay.
Yeah, and okay. I haven't fucked with any of those before because I'm like, I know what they want, but I want to try it because like I'm in LA and I'm like.
As you should.
I'm not looking for anything serious, but I'm like, I just want to see, like.
So when, like, the Clover thing happened, you know, he was just a very abusive person. I mean, I wasn't the only girl. He did it to Jen, too, that makeup artist mm-hmm. who was in the industry. And I didn't believe what she was telling me at the time. So, you know, I started being manipulated by somebody who really knew what they were doing on how to take advantage of somebody. And, you know, this guy made it seem like he was the greatest guy ever. you know, sucked me in, and then out of nowhere just completely flips the switch and just becomes the most abusive. I can't even explain how abusive this person was. It was to the point where it traumatized me so bad, where, you know, I've struggled with OCD and getting hit in the face, stuff like that, where I didn't go to therapy because I was so, like, fucked up from mm-hmm. everything. Like, I was just like, how could, like, a human do this to somebody?
Yeah.
You know, and the face thing was, like, a huge thing for me. Like, I couldn't even, you know, just recently, I'll get into it, but with the OCD thing, you know, I couldn't touch my face for 5 years, and it was so hard on me because I was like, I couldn't understand why I couldn't touch my face. I was so scared of people touching me. I felt dirty. I couldn't stop washing my hands. Just everything, like, really fucked me up. And he really affected me with men, how I viewed men, how I thought people could treat somebody. I was in shock that somebody could do that to somebody. And, you know, he literally almost killed me that day at AVN. And I never, like, recovered from it. I just ignored it, and I ignored it. I've been ignoring it. And then I, you know, after that happened, I ended up getting in a good relationship with somebody. And they started letting me see, like, a better side of things. And I started getting healthy. And, you know, his name is Romeo Price. I don't know if you remember him.
I don't.
He was an adult guy, yeah. Okay. And so I started getting healthy, whatever. But then I started, you know, really, like, working. Like, because I was like, you know, if I'm going to be in this, I was like, I got to do this. And, like,
and at this point, did you start to enjoy it more for yourself? Yeah. And it wasn't just for the money, or actually, I mean, money was obviously the motivator, yeah. But it's like, at this point, before when you started, you, like, you didn't like it.
Yeah,
you start to like a point of where the sex was going?
And yeah. Because, like, when things started clearing up and I could, like, heal a little bit, and, like, when I could, like, understand what I was doing and, like, really, like, start seeing what's going on, I was like, okay, this isn't that bad. I was mm-hmm. like, okay, if I'm going to do this, then I need to take care of my body. Mm-hmm. I need to act right when I'm on set. You know, I have to treat this as like it's a fucking job. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and really get my shit together.
This episode is sponsored by Bet Online.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.